The next coach on the teleconference is Nebraska's Scott Frost. Nebraska visits Ohio State on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on Fox. Coach, thank you for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Questions, please.
If it goes now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, follow up 2 prompts, so we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Mitch Stacy, Associated Press. Your line is open. Mitch, your line is open.
Oh, sorry about that. I'm here. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Both is there. Scott, your running back, Zigbo, seems like he's had to work so hard to establish himself as the feature back there. Can you talk about, you know, how he's different from last year and what he's had to do to secure that firm starting job?
Well, I wasn't here last year, so I can't speak too much on that. I know that he's improved steadily and consistently since we got here. I think he would give credit to Zach Duvall and our strength staff. He's leaner. He's quite a bit faster and quicker than he was last season. And the best thing I could say about him is he persevered through a competition with several other guys and even not being the starter at the beginning of the season. And sometimes not giving up is the key to anybody's success. And he kept fighting and kept swinging and has turned into our number one option in the backfield.
Perfect. Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Ted Sobel, Sports USA Radio.
Coach, pleasure to speak with you. When you're facing a national power that's coming off one of their worst losses in recent time and in their house, do you approach your team any differently knowing how badly they want to take it out on your guys this week? And what are the challenges of that?
No, we don't approach any game any differently. We want to be at our best from a preparation standpoint, practice standpoint every week. We can't control those other circumstances. All we can control is how we practice. I know what we're getting into going up there. It's probably the worst week of the year to play these guys, but our guys are excited to go up there and play and have had a good week of practice, so we can't control any of those other things. All we can do is control our preparation.
How much pride do you take in the NCAA officially recognizing your old Central Florida program as co-national champs? And I'm wondering how much that helps you recruit down the road at Nebraska with your you got yourself a nice title for the rest of your life there as a national champ.
I hadn't heard that, that's the last thing on my mind right now. I'm focused on what we have in front of us.
Okay, thanks.
Yep.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Dan Hope, 11 Warriors.
Scott, what do you see watching Dwayne Haskins on film, and what do you feel like you guys need to do in order to be able to contain him on defense?
We have to cover the guys that he's throwing to. Got to get a pass rush on him. Those aren't groundbreaking statements or startling statements. That's the case against anybody. Obviously, he's as talented a passer as there is in the country and has a bunch of weapons around him. And, we're worried about that. My guess would be they're going to be a little more committed to the run coming off 2 weeks and extra time to work, and we got to be ready for everything that they can throw at us.
In terms of Ohio State's defense, what are the things that you see that they do, and how do you feel like – what do you feel like you guys need to do to keep your momentum going on offense?
We got to play well. They're as talented a team as I've seen on tape and as we've played, have talent at every position. And, it really comes down to our scheme and our game plan are good. We got to be able to block them and get open and execute well. And that's tough to do against a team as talented as theirs.
Thanks, Scott.
Yep.
And again, if you have a question, simply press star 1. You do have a follow-up from Ted Sobel, Sports USA Radio.
Coach, you mentioned playing at the Horseshoe. I'm wondering how many times have you coached or played there, and what's that experience like and how it might affect your guys?
I've never been to the stadium.
Really?
I've played in a different league. I've been to town, never been to the stadium. So several of the guys would be better to answer that question than me because they've been there.
Something that you're looking forward to? It's obviously a great experience.
Yeah, you know, we have as good a game day environment as anywhere in the country. There's some other special ones around the country, and it's fun to be a part of those type of games. So I'm looking forward to seeing what it's like.
And after such a tough first half of your season, how do you describe the character of your guys? Keep their heads up high, work hard, turn things around the way they have.
It was completely necessary and needed, but probably the thing I'll look back on from this season and be most proud of is these guys continue to improve, haven't even thought about quitting, came together tighter as a group, fixed the culture, fixed the locker room, a lot of good things that had to happen. Those things are tough to do when you're struggling at the beginning of a year, and we've gotten better through some of those bad breaks and bad games, and I think that speaks to the character of a lot of our leaders.
Says a lot, doesn't it?
It does.
All right, thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
You got it.
And once again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Have a good day.